This is VPR News. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. For 40 years, the Women, Infant, and Children Supplemental Nutrition Program, better known as WIC, has delivered food to the homes of Vermont participants, pregnant and breastfeeding women, babies, and young children. Now, thanks to the federal WIC Modernization Act, all states are switching to a smart card that participants can use in grocery stores. The change is rolled out county by county over the past 2 years. Addison County is the final district to come on board. And so the last WIC truck makes its final stop this week. VPR's Melody Beaudet has more.
Really, these stops we're doing today is my last day of doing these stops.
Brian Green left his house in Whitingham at 4:30 in the morning for his route through Bridport and Shoreham before stopping at this house in Cornwall. The bed of his red Chevy truck was replaced with a box cooler full of crates of milk, boxes of cheese, cereal, and juice.
So every stop I have a booklet up here I got that shows me what I'm supposed to give every person. The bigger orders I usually save boxes for.
Green started out helping his brother with deliveries 24 years ago and then started bidding on his own routes. He's covered territory from the Massachusetts border to Randolph, as well as Addison County and parts of Burlington. His wife has managed the office, fielding calls from WIC participants, ordering food from vendors. At one point, they had 11 employees, mostly family members. As each county has switched to the smart card, he's let them go. At the next house, he packs up a crate with gallons of milk, Vermont-made bread, rice, and cans of beans, and then transfers it to a cooler that's been left out for him.
Get a few more items for this one. A lot of days it's pretty nice, like today. Sometimes during the winter it can be a miserable long day, but...
Green has also had 3 dog bites, and one time a turkey crashed through his windshield and landed in his lap. Food has been lost in snowbanks or eaten by dogs.
How are you doing today?
Not too bad, you?
Loving the weather.
There you go.
All right.
You have any crates today?
I do. You want some?
Sure.
At one house, a woman comes out to say hello, but often no one is home.
Have a good day. People don't seem to be as friendly as they used to be years ago. A lot of times, you know, I'll see them in the house, but they don't answer their door. Glad it lasts as long as it did. It's been a good job for me.
Pregnant women, new mothers, and their children are automatically eligible for WIC if they are on Dr. Dinosaur or Medicaid. Half of the babies in Vermont are on the program. Vermont is the only state to jump directly from home delivery to electronic cards. Others have had different steps, like vouchers. Yep. Maura Cook, who directs the Middlebury District of the Health Department, says the state stuck with what was working for the 13,000 WIC participants.
Really, for Vermont, we've had a great run with home delivery, but we have never provided all the foods that families need. I believe it's something like 70% of households in the country have two parents working outside of their home. So it just made sense for families who were going to the grocery store to shop for the rest of their foods anyway, to be able to go to the store and redeem their WIC benefits as well.
Making the switch required lots of careful planning and coordination with grocery stores.
For the last 40 years, stores didn't sell that much baby food, for example. And trying to educate stores, like, no, we've been delivering baby food to half of the babies in the state. You now will need to stock that much more.
And participants had to adjust as well. Public health nutritionist Jillian McKinnon is showing the card to Erin Jackman, who lives in Bristol with her 2 young kids.
The most important thing with this card is to keep in mind that it's not a dollar value on it. It's based on the amount, or the size, so 16 ounces or 1 pound. People have been finding that the bread is really tricky because most loaves are much larger than 16 ounces.
I was going to ask that. What if it's not in a 16 ounce? What happens?
The card will not pay for it.
Okay.
Jackman says while her kids loved seeing the delivery truck, she's ready for the switch.
I like that this has so many options and you can... You know, like with the whole grains, we just would get bread, but now you can make wraps or tortillas or whatever.
A comment I've been hearing a lot is families are like, we won't have 4 gallons of milk just sitting in the fridge at one time.
Yes.
We can go and get it as we need it.
Yes.
I know a lot of families are...
Cook says this new generation of WIC participants is ready for the transition in May when they will get their food benefit in stores. For VPR News, I'm Melody Beaudet in Middlebury.